Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Otherwise known as Little Richard, still rocking after all these years. One of my favorites. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Black History Month with our dear friends Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa. Don, I need your website.
It's www.DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
All right.
And you can reach me on Skype at the Donald Hunter.
All right. The one and only, too, by the way. And Clara, I need your website, too, please.
Villarosa Media.
Villarosa Media.
VillarosaMedia.com.
All right. So check that out. So let's continue our conversation for the last segment, primarily this time about the fact that there seems to be. Well, we were talking about the path to achievement for young black people. Don, you, as we went to the break, you were reminding us about the horrible number of the unemployment number, the atrocious number of unemployed black young people. And Claire, you have some thoughts on that. I want to try to uncover what you guys think, and I'm going to weigh in with my thoughts on what is the path to achievement for these people? Let me ask you this question. Do we all three agree that taking responsibility and seeking achievement by the individual is the key to success? Do we all three agree on that?
Yes.
Because you guys are perfect examples of that. So what do we got to do to help them to get on that path and find that achievement?
Well, make sure that they understand what the opportunity is.
Hold on. I'm gonna let Claire give her answer first. Go ahead. Claire.
Okay. What Donald said, the first thing he spoke about, but what I want to say is the criminal justice system. When we began to look, the book called The New Jim Crow, that's the new Jim Crow. When we look at the number of African-American males in the criminal justice system, and now we're not seeing just males, we're seeing females.
And why are they there, Clara?
We have to go back.
No, but I guess my better question would be, how much of their presence in the system is their own responsibility?
Okay, some of it is your own personal responsibility, but remember about the drug laws.
Yeah,
and how they trapped African American males. Putting them in jail. Now that we see more white folks doing drugs, we're saying, oh, no, this is too harsh.
But I'm a little concerned. Claire, I want to bring Donald in here. Donald, well, I hear what Claire's saying, and I feel the pain for folks like that. But I have to say that from my perspective, some of that is... You still have to take more responsibility for yourself,
and I think
blaming it on the criminal justice system, frankly, in my opinion, is a little bit of an excuse for those individuals. Not that Claire shouldn't bring it up, but for those individuals, what do you think?
I think they should take 100% responsibility for their future. Now, after I say that. They are facing certain obstacles.
Yep.
And you know, back to, you know, the unemployment rate in the community. And it's just as simple as awareness. Awareness of what the opportunity is for them. They don't see it, and no one's making them aware of what
that's. And that's the mentoring, exactly. I agree. Clara, doesn't the community, not even the individual, could we say it this way? A third of the responsibility is the individuals, a third is the communities, and a third is the system. Could we divide it up like that?
Unfortunately, I would give the system more responsibility because if you look at the rate and you look at the statistics on what happens when a white person goes into the criminal justice system and what happens to African Americans, that's not something we can control as an individual.
But that's a reality, Clara.
Yes,
that's a reality that, in
my
opinion,
when you're black, you got to do twice as much. Why do I have to carry that as a burden?
Doc, go ahead.
And they're stopped by policemen more often, so they're more likely to get caught up in the criminal justice system. They get caught up on a minor offense, and once they're in the system, they'll never get out because they can't afford to pay the fees.
Two things. Isn't this something the community could take a little more responsibility and say, okay, guys, how about this, guys? If you're stopped by a police officer, whatever you do, do not resist. Do not give that person any reason to cause you a problem if you don't have a problem.
But what we've seen is you don't have to give them a reason.
Let me tell you one thing, guys. I wanted to keep this out of the legal system situation because you and I can't solve that problem. What you and I can solve is what individuals can do and what the communities can do. Let's keep the conversation at that level because otherwise, you know, we're wandering off into Black Lives Matter. And my question to everybody is, where were Black Lives Matter when little children were being gunned down by black gangs in Chicago? Where are Black Lives Matter when black police officers who are the peers of my son who's a police officer, when black police officers are getting shot just because they're police officers? That's the reason why the Black Lives Matter argument, that whole scenario, in my opinion, is fraudulent. Because they weren't there when those other things were going on. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Clara and Donald. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.